A Carrollton resident will be the first living African-American woman to receive a full pardon from the state of Georgia in over 20 years. Minister Audrey North Smith was a convicted felon 22 years ago who had just left behind a life of addiction. And over those 22 years of sobriety, she began her ministry reaching out to other women in prison, as well as starting the West Georgia famous Say No to Dope Walk and Rally. During Monday's city council meeting, North Smith announced her pardon after her fourth attempt to get it.
February the 21st, I got a letter in the mail that it was sitting on my the counter, and Daddy said, well, you got a letter, looks like from the state. I said, oh, it's probably just another denial. I ain't gonna even open it. I think it was the next day I opened it, and I did get something that I've waited for 22 years. And when I searched it, I found out that I was the first black woman to receive a full pardon in the state of Georgia. And for me, I got my life back.
North Smith told WLBB Radio that she hopes her persistence in turning her life around and working hard to get a full pardon can be an example to incarcerated women everywhere. She will receive her full pardon at a ceremony at the Capitol later this year. North Smith will also host the 13th annual Say No to Dope Walk and Rally, which tackles the issue of addiction, bullying, and violence, on October 26th at 9:30 a.m. at Shea Mill Park. The City of Gold taking a step towards funding for new developments in the city. In 2018, the Georgia State Legislature approved redevelopment powers for Villarica, which was later approved by voters in a November ballot last year. This allows the city to create a tax allocation district, or TAD. TADs use taxes collected from new developments in certain areas to pay off debts that funded infrastructure. Villarica City officials plan to use a TAD for the Mirror Lake Connector, which will connect North Carroll Road to Shoreline Parkway. Using a TAD, the city will be able to issue bonds to build the road and other infrastructure needed for the developments. Council will establish a plan by the end of this year with hopes of getting the tax allocation district certified in 2020. And a Harrelson County couple is now dead after an alleged murder-suicide. The 85-year-old husband dialed 911 Tuesday morning, claiming to have shot his 85-year-old wife with severe Alzheimer's because he could no longer care for her, and then he said he was going to shoot himself. Investigators pronounced both dead at the scene. Harrelson County Chief Deputy Joel McSwain said in a statement, "I urge all the community to pray for this family as they mourn this tragic event." Tanner Health System's neonatal intensive care unit is in need of special volunteers for a program that they have developed. According to NICU nurse Natalie Porter, the unit serves babies who are born withdrawing from drugs.
It's called neonatal abstinence syndrome, and there are particular things that we watch for and document to see how they're progressing and provide treatment. And those babies need a lot of holding.
Potter telling WLBB's Community Voice that there is a volunteer program that can help with these infants.
We have a cuddlers program at the NICU, which started just the beginning of this year. It's a volunteer program where volunteers are fully vetted and trained to work with our NICU babies. And sometimes those NAS babies, we call them, are the ones that the volunteers are really able to help us with because they may be fed and taken care of completely, but they really just want to be held.
Tanner is celebrating the one-year anniversary of opening the neonatal intensive care unit this month. And for more information about those volunteer opportunities with the NICU, visit Newstalk1330.com for that entire interview. I'm Luke Lukert.